It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
Well, it's going to be a mixed bag weather-wise, but we'll find out the very latest with Jeff Kramer. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing very well, Daniel.
That's good. Now, before we get into everything, what do you reckon the weather's going to be over the weekend? Do you reckon it's okay to be going to catch a fish?
Well, I'm out on my deck, and it's a beautiful overcast afternoon with a few spots of rain. That's good for trout fishing.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, we'll find out where we're going to catch a fish a little later when we have a bit of a chat. But firstly, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, Jeff, in relation to public access to public land. Has there been any updates on that?
Yeah, look, this came up as an election issue back in 2018, and the government are following it through. And the bill has been before government, and I think is currently being discussed in the upper house, the Legislative Council. So, and this will allow better access to Cranland river frontages, which they've been a concern for some time. Mm. You've always been allowed to access them, but some leaseholders or license holders don't allow people in.
Yep.
And this will extend that to allow people in there to camp, because they're only licensed lands for grazing. So state government are saying, well, it's just public land like all other public land, and people should therefore have full access. So going to be a bit of a bun fight going on. I know the Victorian Farmers Federation are opposed to it and are lobbying hard to stop it. So whether it gets through the upper house of parliament, I don't know, but there's been quite a bit of media around about it this week. So we'll see what comes of it.
What's your gut feel? You said there that you're not sure. Is your gut feel say yes or no?
Look, one thing with Daniel Andrews, if he says he's going to deliver it, he will try and deliver it. Now, to me, just standard access to go fishing, as long as you do the right thing, isn't a problem. I've got visions of only a smaller number of people going and wanting to camp and doing the wrong thing with fires and rubbish and that sort of thing. So I don't want it to backfire on recreational fishers for what a minority of the community might do. And I've always respected landholders for access, and I think recreational fishers do have to value it and be careful about it.
Watch this one with interest. News, we talked this off air, Lower Glenelg River, some tragic news out of here.
Yeah, look, all that big rain they got down in the southwest through Warrnambool and Portland, Port Fairy, all of that, that's in the Glenelg River catchment, and in excess of 75 millimetres, which is a big event, and it's all flowed into the Glenelg and partly through, I guess, additional organic matter, and because of the natural stratification in that section of the river, there's been a major fish kill. Black bream, estuary perch, mullet, mulloway, and even the crustaceans, the shrimp and the crabs have all died. And as I mentioned, it's most likely due to low oxygen levels, but it is being investigated by the Glenelg Hopkins CMA. But it's one of those things that happens occasionally in estuaries like this. So hopefully not all the fish have died, and the river will recover back to its former glory, because it is a great fishery, and it's a fishery that families can go to, and everyone catches a bream down there when you go for a fish. So that's why it's so great to go to.
It's one of those places where, as you say, you could probably guarantee catching a fish, that particular river. Speaking of catching a fish, Jeff Kramer joins us, as he does each and every Thursday night. Where are we going to catch a fish this weekend if we want to go out and venture out?
Well, look, I've had good reports. This week I've been to Moorabool Reservoir and Tullaroop Reservoir. I got a couple on at Tullaroop Reservoir. I only landed one, but nice fish up there. Moorabool's been a bit harder this week, but I've seen photos of some good fish. A few snakes out there too, so be careful. Mm-hmm. Lake Wenderee is just starting to come good, and there'll be a few there this weekend for a competition. Newland Reservoir is clearing up and is quite good. and also good reports from Hepburn Lagoon. So they're all good spots to go. Probably my favourite at this point in time would be Tullaroop. It's just a bit more travel for me personally, but that's why I've been going to Moorabool.
Yep.
But Cancurran is on my list for the near future to go up and try and chase a few golden perch. That's also well worth a look.
All right, Jeff, really do appreciate your time as always, and let's do it all again soon.
No worries, Daniel.